This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. The science behind pesticide politics. What about China? And House Ag leaders unhappy with USDA buyouts. DPR takes data-driven approach to pesticide blacklist. The Department of Pesticide Regulation took a significant step in its sustainable pest management agenda this week. It held the first workshop to establish a scientific advisory committee to provide recommendations on a priority list of pesticides to target for potential elimination. After decades of evaluating risks to human and the environment, DPR is reconsidering what risk means. The committee will help to rank the various risks each pesticide poses. That raised concerns with Renee Pinnell. As president and CEO of the Western Plant Health Association, she worried if the committee would follow guidance from scientific bodies or just solicit ideas from the public. DPR staff assured her the process will be data-driven, transparent, though DPR will internally decide the data sets to prioritize and to use that to rank the pesticides. The department will advance those with the highest scores to the committee for discussion. DPR pledged to submit its methodology for external scientific review. The committee will also be collecting input from external groups. Think the Dirty Dozen list compiled by the Environmental Working Group. That feedback will help DPR, quote, quickly sort what would move to the committee as a potential priority, that according to staff. California sues food bank over $11 million in misused funds. California suing the Food Bank of Southern California after an investigation found the nonprofit embezzled roughly $11 million in state funding, according to the Los Angeles Times. The food distributor initially closed in October after the California Highway Patrol raided its Long Beach facility. In a March 25th complaint, the state accuses 10 current and former board members and two of their relatives with misappropriating nonprofit money toward trips, home renovations, and other personal favors. Prior to suspending operations, the food bank was responsible for feeding over 850,000 people in Los Angeles County. On the national scene, President Trump targets state authority of climate goals. One of President Donald Trump's latest executive orders seeks to curb state enforcement of fossil fuel reduction in the name of climate change. It directs U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi to identify and block state laws targeting climate change, greenhouse gas emissions, and other environmental justice-related efforts. The order calls out California by name for enforcing radical requirements like CARB's cap-and-trade program. Farmers applaud tariff pause, but there's still China. Farmers and those who have 401ks are certainly breathing a sigh of relief after President Trump paused his reciprocal tariffs. But two steep tariff increases on China in the last 2 days will still deal a huge blow to some ag sectors. American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland said in a statement, quote, "We run the risk of immediate impacts this growing season, along with the impacts of a prolonged trade war with China that will inflict on our industry." Now, President Trump said in a Truth Social post yesterday that he would hike reciprocal duties on China to 125%, effective immediately. ASA's Director of Government Affairs, Virginia Houston, told AgriPulse she would expect the Chinese market to be shut off to U.S. producers under such conditions. China was by far the largest export destination for U.S. soybeans last year, accounting for more soy exports than the next 9 export markets combined. However, some farm groups cautiously optimistic about the pause on some other reciprocal duties. While the pause brings some temporary certainty, questions remain about the long-term competitiveness for farmers in the global marketplace. That's the word of American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall. He said, we encourage the administration to swiftly resolve trade disputes and to pursue strategies that will ensure America's farmers can continue to stock the pantries of families here at home and abroad. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House ag leaders worry about brain drain from USDA buyouts. The top Republican and Democrat of the House Agriculture Committee worried USDA buyouts will lead to a drop in productivity and institutional knowledge. USDA employees had until Tuesday night to respond to buyout offers through the Deferred Resignation Program 2.0. While it's still unclear exactly how many accepted the offer, Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania said he's worried about institutional loss. He said, quote, I'm not a supporter of that program. I think that's a huge mistake. If our goal here is to increase productivity and efficiency, we're actually incentivizing losing the most experienced employees. House Ag Ranking Member Angie Craig said she's hoping to connect with USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins soon to get details on the buyout. She told AgriPulse she's concerned about the brain drain. Craig said, quote, what I really want to know from USDA is what we're doing to mitigate the damage of losing expertise throughout the agency. I'm sincerely worried about whether the USDA can actually do the job at this point, she added. By the way, the top Democrat of the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, Sanford Bishop of Georgia, says the Office of Management and Budget apparently forced Rollins to cancel an appearance before the panel yesterday. And while we're at it, Monopoly Busters Caucus has been launched. Angie Craig is co-chair of the new Monopoly Busters Caucus, formed to fight consolidation and lower costs for producers and consumers. The caucus will, quote, fight corporate greed and promote pro-worker, pro-consumer, and pro-small business economic agenda, that according to a news release. The group to focus on enforcement of antitrust laws to curb business consolidation. Craig said, quote, at a time when the administration is launching our country headfirst into a global trade war, it's more important than ever that we uplift small and local businesses right here at home. Here's today's final word. In general, the state will face challenges in funding its existing programs, leaving little or no capacity to backfill federal cuts. That Jason Sisney, budget director for Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas' office, explaining the, quote, negative outlook for California state budget in the wake of Trump's tariff decisions and sweeping federal spending cuts. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.